This is NoBS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. And on this show, I give you a great tip. It's how to deal with your resume when there's really so much more that you want to convey. But you know, there's a convention that says a resume shouldn't be longer than 2, maybe 2.5 pages in length. So I'm going to describe exactly how to do it. And it's going to require that you execute real well, but it's easy to do with a little bit of practice. So hang in there, enjoy today's show. And if you like it, if you like this idea, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, Stitcher, whatever site you listen to it. It's going to help other people discover the show. So have a great day and let's get going. I want to offer you some no BS resume advice that's going to help your resume stand out, particularly, and I want to underscore this word, particularly if you're a veteran professional, a person with a lot of experience, and want to have an opportunity to talk about some of the things that you've accomplished in greater detail than what a resume would normally afford you. Now, the convention, and it's a smart one, is that resumes don't go more than 2, maybe 2.5 pages under special circumstances. I don't believe in one-page resumes unless you're a novice or looking for an entry-level position, I should say. But I want to help you get more texture into your resume. Now, no one does this, but I thought of this earlier in the week, and I wanted to sit with it before talking with you about it. So let's say you're a manager, a director, a VP, a C-level professional. You're submitting a resume for a position. You want to talk about what you've done, but you also understand you have to keep your resume to a certain length. What do? Hyperlinks. Since you're submitting a resume through an electronic medium anyway, it's not like you're sending a piece of paper anymore. What you have the opportunity to do is, for example, if you're in IT and you're talking about a project that you did and you want to go into more detail than the resume will allow you space for, underneath the project name that you worked on, include a hyperlink. The hyperlink can go to a video that you've done for YouTube, a more detailed description of what it is that you stepped into when you took over the project, or the things that you accomplished. You can tell stories in video. You can tell stories in text. Now, obviously, this needs to be well written or well acted. You may need to do these a couple of times, have people look at it before submitting it to organizations. But why not use the power of the web? Why not use the power of mobile to connect your document with more detailed information about the work that you've done? Again, as I've said in an earlier video, stories are extremely powerful. Think of how you would describe this project or this task that you did in an interview. You'd have a lot of texture to it. You talk about what it is that you stepped into, what you accomplished, the money that you saved, the money that you earned, the technology you utilized, numbers, all the story to this, the problems that the firm had that you took on at this point. It's a lot of space to use in an individual document. But if you're using video, if you're using even a podcast, you can use a service like freeconferencecalling.com or freeconferencecall.com. You know, both services work very well. To record an audio of you talking about what it is that you stepped into. But again, you have to, and of course, a print version of this as well can work very well. So again, you have to be well prepared. It has to be well rehearsed. It has to be well executed for this to work. And you can do it. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. I'd like you to join me on JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. It's my site with curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. In addition, one of the things I do is critique resumes and LinkedIn profiles and discount the cost of the service for members. And here's what someone said about my ability to critique their resume for them.
I recently had an opportunity to submit my resume for a great position. had all the skills necessary for this great opportunity. However, I wasn't finding the right way to pull it together. So I put it down, put what I thought was good, and then I sent it to Jeff. His critique and response and feedback was terrific. He helped me put it in the right words so that the stuff I knew in my head was translatable to the people that were going to read it. And then we drafted a cover letter which amplified all of the high points in the resume. He really knows his stuff, and he was invaluable help to me to get it done. I recommend him highly.
So join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Let me critique your resume. You'll get $25 off the price of a critique, and it'll help go a long way toward helping you get more interviews. Have a great day. Take care.